Welcome to the TMC Net Podcast. I'm Amy Tierney, Senior Editor at TMC. I'm joined today by three experts from 911 ETC, an Everett, Washington-based E91 hosted solutions provider. Here today is Bill Savian, Executive Vice President of 911 ECT. Also with us is Teresa Stockton, Operations Manager of 911 ETC, and Travis Dahlgren, IT Systems Administrator for 911 ETC. Thanks for joining us. Today we are going to talk about the growing interest in enhanced 911 or E911 services and its impact on businesses. As more and more states adopt laws supporting the technology, organizations must now comply with those rules. E911 uses location-based technology to pinpoint the exact whereabouts of distressed callers, which often saves time for emergency responders and in many cases saves lives. Organizations in all vertical markets are quickly discovering the need for the technology. Bill, how is the legislation affecting the decisions of enterprise organizations with regard to E911?
With regard to federal legislation actually is requiring providers such as voice communications providers that utilize IP networks to put in place E911, which is similar to what is in place right now in the regular traditional telephone network. So in essence, what we have here is Vonage and Comcast and others that are utilizing IP networks. They are actually requiring them to put in place 911 solutions that will give emergency responders exact locations of where the callers are calling from. And in essence, because of this, enterprise clients or organizations are quickly realizing that, in essence, they might need to be doing the exact same thing because they're providing voice communication services to their end user clients, which are typically their employees. So more and more enterprise clients are embracing the need to provide E911 solutions to their organizations because of the IP network and because of this federal legislation. But even in addition to the federal legislation that is sort of overreaching and taking, you know, the enterprise into this E911 requirement, states are actually putting in place E911 legislation for the multi-line telephone system operator. So more oftentimes than not, enterprise clients or enterprise organizations have a multi-line telephone system in place, and because of that, the state legislation impacts them. What's also very interesting is that because 16 states have already put in place some type of legislation, with 5 pending, enterprise clients are actually putting in place E911 across their entire organization, as opposed to just doing it in the states that legislation is in place with.
Thank you for that. Bill, why are more organizations choosing software as a service solutions for E911?
Well, because a software as a solution is a complete solution that's based on software that resides in the provider's space, clients quickly realize that the major components are provided for in software as a solution. The database build, the telco interface, the exchange with the telco, and the PBX interconnection, which includes oftentimes on-site notification. So in addition to that, the implementation of all of that is extremely complex, but yet because within the software solution model, we actually have the ability to, or a provider such as software as a solution, actually provides a comprehensive solution to that. In addition to the implementation, the ongoing support of that for the data is extremely important because the accuracy and the continuity of the data needs to be kept up on an ongoing basis. And with another set of eyes, another set of data routines on that data, the liability as well as the responsibility actually shifts dramatically from the end user client to the software as a service provider.
Now, how does VoIP impact the complexity of an E911 solution?
Well, in one sense, the E911 in an IP environment really could be considered less complex because the PBX or the IP appliance can actually keep track of the user as they move about from place to place because of the technology called discovery. But what we're finding is that the majority of enterprise clients out there or organizations are in the flux of migration, meaning that they're moving from the older TDM platform to the IP platform. And so because of that migration process, the complexity becomes extremely detailed or incredibly complex. So because of this movement from TDM to IP, the need to keep track of the TDM endpoints as well as the voice over IP endpoints is sort of a blended approach, and these two technologies have to be blended both in the implementation as well as the ongoing support. One other thing that is extremely necessary is to take into account a user moving from the private network to the public network and how that handoff actually occurs and how that user is kept track of, geographically speaking.
Bill, thank you. Now, Teresa, talk to me about a hosted solution and box solution. What is the difference?
Well, 911 ETC takes E911 out of the box, both literally and figuratively. And what I mean by that is that 911 ETC's hosted solution is not a one-size-fits-all. We work individually with each and every customer to customize a solution to best fit the specific needs of both the customer's telecom and their physical environment. We also build custom loaders that are capable of processing and formatting data from any database that can house location information so that the customer doesn't have to maintain a separate database for E911. We also assist the customer in the automation and scheduling of this data to 911 ATC so the customer only maintains the current location information whenever the phone is moved, and that file comes to us automatically for processing so that the database that they maintain will always match what we have in the 911 database. And we also take into consideration not only the best way to implement the customer's E911 initially, but we also help to ensure and develop a plan with the customer to make sure that they can effectively maintain the data moving forward so that it doesn't slip through the cracks. We want to make sure that that data is always reported. 911's ETC maintenance plan includes regular reminders, error correction, ongoing customer education, also so that if the customer experiences any employee turnover, 911 ETC would provide service and training to the new employee to ensure that E911 solution is maintained.
Thank you. Now, can you describe a typical E911 implementation?
Actually, there is really nothing typical about any E911 implementation. Really, I would say not a week goes by that I don't learn something in E911. There are hundreds of variables. Every telco and 911 entity in each separate region has its own set of rules and procedures for PSLE. Each customer also has its own set of variables and needs. For example, one of our customers has implemented E911 at different sites all across the country. Now, 911 ETC accepts one scheduled daily data feed from that customer's call accounting system, where the customer also houses its location information for each phone. So each of the different sites are going into that call accounting system whenever they move a phone, and they are changing the location information whenever they move or add a phone. And then on a daily basis, we receive that data, we process it, format any changes, and then we send it off in all different directions to all the different databases based on with all the different rules that are in place for each one of those regions so that everything gets loaded to the correct database. And we also do the error correction on the other side. On the other end of the spectrum, we have the smaller customers who just maintain their data on a customized E911 cell template, which is very simplified. We provide instruction for that so that if there are any questions, then the customer can come back to us and ask us, and or if we receive the data that just doesn't look right, we go back to them and just make sure that even the smaller customers data is being maintained properly.
Thanks for the insight. Now, Travis, is it possible to implement a hosted solution for an organization that has both a traditional PBX and VoIP?
Yes, it is. Manufacturers' PBX has actually realized the complexity of having VoIP phones within the network. Most PBX manufacturers have a built-in location management functionality of VoIP and TDM phones. Simply put, network subnets will become the emergency response locations, or the URLs. Each URL will be represented by its own emergency location identification number, or ELIN, which is a DID. PBX will recognize which subnet the emergency call has originated from and substitute any calling number with the ELIN. Traditional TDM phones can be assigned an URL when they are added or moved, which also simplifies location administration. 911 ETC manages the DIDs and the respective locations for customers. The ELIN URL method can cut E911 costs considerably because each ELIN represents the URL, and the URL can host many phones. This also nullifies the need to add expensive equipment and licensing for products that attempt to manage or discover phone locations. With the added benefit of 911 ETC's expertise in DID location management, error correction, and provisioning of alley records, the customer has an end-to-end solution with the need for adjunct equipment.
Thank you, Travis. This is Amy Tierney, Senior Editor at TMC, speaking with Bill Savian, Executive Vice President of 911 ETC, Teresa Stockton, Operation Manager of 911 ETC, and Travis Dahlgren, IT Systems Manager for 911 ETC. For more information about enhanced 911 hosted solutions, visit the E911 Hosted Solutions channel on TMCNet or the 911 ETC website. Thanks for joining us.